With a vote of 5-2, Sitka joins Petersburg in penning a letter to the State Department of Law requesting the setback for marijuana businesses be reduced from 500 feet to 200 at minimum. But there was disagreement on the Assembly about whether the department, which is reviewing the regs, would even listen, and if they did, whether 200 feet was too close for comfort. KCAW's Emily Kwong has more.
Now, imagine you've been given the keys to your very own marijuana business. But you can't build it within 500 feet of the following.
Schools, recreation or youth centers, any buildings where religious services are currently conducted, or correctional facilities.
That's Levi Albertson, chair of the Marijuana Advisory Committee. Given that 500-foot setback, where would you build? Where can you build? Definitely not downtown. And Albertson said this disappoints some members of the committee.
We'd like to see some downtown marijuana-related trade for the tourists. This eliminates quite a bit of that possibility.
By comparison, the setback for liquor establishments is 200 feet. Albertson said that the state may well ignore Sitka's request, but urged the Assembly to try. Lindsay Evans, who is the newest member of the committee, said that any prospective business owners would have to set up shop further down Sitka's 14 miles of road.
The only areas that I was really able to see retail marijuana going to is the industrial areas, Granite Creek, the place off the road by the old pulp mill, Paxton.
And retail operations are not even allowed at the Gary Paxton Industrial Park. Bob Petruski, who serves on the Marijuana Advisory Committee, felt that having that buffer zone may be preferable to Sitkins and spoke against sending the letter.
I've heard a lot of talk of people that would be against having marijuana dispensaries downtown.
Petruski said he was also persuaded by the opinion of Aaron Bean, who wants to start a business in Sitka and kept a close ear on the state's regulatory meetings last fall.
He was not in favor of this letter being sent. His feeling was that during those meetings where the regs were decided upon, the marijuana industry was really granted a lot of concessions. And this was one of those things that the other side really held very, very tightly. So when probably the number one guy in favor of starting a business here in Sitka speaks against this, that meant a lot to me. You know, and there's always that opportunity to bring those tourists in and put them on a bus, take them out to where it is they can buy and smoke.
Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeiss, who also serves on the committee, interpreted that 200-foot setback differently, saying it would give Sitka greater wiggle room. City Attorney Robin Kochak backed that point.
Really, the bottom line on this ordinance was local control, especially the island communities, that they will be able to, according to their own ideals and their own zoning and regulations and so forth, be able to be flexible.
That includes, Kochak added, creating perimeters over 500 feet if necessary. In the end, the Sitka Assembly passed the resolution 5-2, with Bob Petruski and Ben Maiasato voting against it. The city plans to move pretty quickly on this, since the State Department of Law will conclude their review of the regulations soon. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott has until January 24th to sign them. The Marijuana Control Board will then begin accepting applications for marijuana business licenses on February 24th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.